4ULP. Anybody on? 4ULP.
4QLP, I believe it was. Good morning. This is Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. The name is Gary.
Hello, and good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Good. Just driving in the car, heading home from a trip to the grocery store.
Don't mind, I have a logbook here, trying to log the people on the Cedar's Head repeater, get to know them better. So if you could give me your call sign a little bit slower so we can log that down, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to have you on board. I'm guessing by your call sign that you're a relatively newly licensed ham, so welcome aboard. Very proud of you. The call sign here is phonetically Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, or W4EEY. And right now my QTH is here in Greenville County. Right now I'm in the community of Slater, Marietta, just passing through.
The name is Gary, so if you could spell that out for me, please.
Roger. Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee. G-A-R-Y. Gary is the first name, and happy to have you on board. Are you active in any of the local amateur radio clubs?
Active in the amateur radio clubs. I just got my call sign Friday, so I'm fairly new to the hobby, so I haven't got a chance to look into any of the clubs yet.
I wanted to invite you tonight, actually, at 7 o'clock, is the Greer Amateur Radio Club. I don't know where you are located, but the Greer Amateur Radio Club, you can Google that, and you'll come to the website. It's greeramateurradio.com, and would love to have you come by at 7 o'clock. It's a group of folks who are primarily interested in long-distance radio transmission on the HF bands, but we're also on the repeaters as well. So just go look up Greer Amateur Radio if that would be convenient.
HF radio, yet somebody on the air offered to give me one, so I haven't gotten in contact with him yet, so I don't have HF. I'm just working off of 2 meters right now, so I hope to get into HF shortly and get my general shortly, too.
On the next over, please give me your name. I did not hear your name. And as you're studying for your general, I don't know if you're using the American Radio Relay League license manual or not. But if you're interested, if you go to YouTube and you look up my call sign, W4EEY, there you will find some classes, free classes on video corresponding to the ARRL license manual. So we have them there for technician, general, and extra class. They're free and would be happy to help you out.
I haven't started studying for my general yet, but I'm planning to start studying shortly. And by the way, I'm Alexander, and my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa. I also like to do Kilo Oscar 4.
Dropped out at the very last part of the suffix of your call, but I got the correction. Thank you. A Kilo Oscar 4, the Uniform Lima Papa, ULP. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Well, let me say 73 to you, and we'll hope to work you again here on the repeater. You are cordially invited to the Greer Amateur Radio Club tonight. If you would like to come, we would love to have you. 73 from Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Thank you, Gary. 73 to you. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Mama Papa, KO4 ULP, clear.
KD. 2 RCL.
Hey, Gary, I appreciate you pointing him to those YouTube videos. And Alexander's been doing a great job studying. I'm actually on my way up there to see him now. Yeah, there again, I appreciate it.
That's what it's all about. And the nice thing about the videos is you can go at your own pace, and if you don't get something, you can go back and listen to it again, if that clarifies anything or not. But yeah, we're happy to do it, and just kind of fell into it, but it seems to be popular. I get emails every day from folks that are watching the video, so we're happy to do it.
LP. Russell, so I have a few questions for you if you got the time.
Yeah, Alexander, I can do that. I'm going to be up there to help your dad here in probably about 2 to 3 minutes.
I offered to give me a HF radio, so I'm really excited about that. He said it did like 10 meters and like 80 meters, 40 meters, like 30 meters, so he said either you can come by and pick it up, or we can go over there and get in touch with him. So, you kind of mentioned something that might happen, and yeah.
Awesome, then. You all have more reason to study for your general. We'll just have to get you an antenna set up for an HF rig then.
Do you know how to make them? Because Walt said you could buy antenna for $80, but you can make the same antenna for about $12. You know anything about making the antennas?
A little bit. I made my first HF antenna, and then I bought my Maxcon after I had used that one for a while and set it up.
The homemade ones work as good as the pre-made ones, like Cardi factory-made ones, or not?
And make one yourself, and you can tune it to do whatever you want it to do. You can tune it to a specific frequency, or you can put an antenna tuner on it, and you can make it work for others. I like mine. My Maxcon covers, let's see, I believe 10 meters to 80. It won't do 160. But I have run it up on 160, and it's still within range on the SWR.
I have one more question. Chad mentioned something about QRZ, so he said for me to ask you, because you do a better job explaining it than he would. I don't know exactly what that is, so if you could explain that real quick, I would appreciate that.
One better. I'll show it to you when I get there. I'm just about a minute away now, so I'm going to jump off from here so I can get pulled in the driveway there. I'll say 73s for a minute, and I'll see you momentarily. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear.
See you just a minute. K04ULP, clear.
G-U-N. This is Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November monitoring. GUN. This is Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November monitoring.
UN, good morning. For a quick one, this is Gary, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Good morning to you, Gary. My name is Bill, and I'm over here in Mills River. Actually, I just want to get a radio check to see how this radio sounds. I just got it and just finished programming and thought I'd give it a test.
You're sounding fine. Real good modulation, nice and clear. No problem whatsoever. And from Mills River, there can be some dead zones, I know, over in that area. So if you moved a little bit, you might have a problem. But right now, you're doing great.
Actually, I'm talking on a FT7800 Aura. Actually got a few days, about a week ago, and just finished programming it.
It's working just fine. Yeah, just out in Mobile at the moment, heading back to the home QTH, driving along Highway 276. Beautiful colors on the trees here, and boy, it started off really cold, but I've taken off 2 layers so far, just down to a long sleeve shirt, and still very comfortable. So, well, you enjoy the day, Bill, and go work a few more folks, and good to hear you on the repeater, and give me a holler if you hear me again. KB2 GUM 73 from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
773.